Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Trump says he'll nominate a woman this week to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says Senate Republicans should do the right thing by waiting till after the election to consider a successor and vows to nominate a black woman. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
President Trump is pushing for Ginsburg's seat to be filled by a conservative without delay. Joe Biden says with only a few weeks before Election Day, the people should decide who gets to make that nomination. The Trump campaign believes this fight has the potential to reshape the presidential campaign in Trump's favor by changing the focus from COVID and Trump's leadership to the courts and reminding some Republican voters why they held their noses and voted for Trump in 2016. But because a conservative replacement for Ginsburg would cement a 6-3 conservative majority on the high court for decades, Democrats say this could be a rallying cry for their base, too. Especially for younger women who idolized Ginsburg. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
More than two dozen major fires are still burning across California. Among them is a wildfire northeast of Los Angeles that NPR's Joel Rose reports is being stoked by strong winds.
The Bobcat Fire has burned close to 100,000 acres and is only 15% contained, officials say. It's already one of the largest wildfires in Los Angeles County history and continues to threaten the Mount Wilson Observatory in the San Gabriel Mountains and surrounding communities. Nearly 19,000 firefighters are battling 27 major fires across California. State officials say containment is improving, but they caution that warm conditions continue across most of the state. Since the beginning of the year, wildfires have burned over 3.5 million acres in California. Five of the seven largest fires in state history have occurred in 2020. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Federal regulators are loosening coronavirus restrictions on visitors at nursing homes there where outbreaks have slowed. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports the new guidelines don't just allow for in-person visits. In some cases, they require it.
Many nursing home residents have gone months without a hug from their loved ones. So the new federal guidelines make it easier to meet the criteria for in-person visits. If nursing homes have gone 14 days without a case among staff or residents, CMS Administrator Seema Verma says they need to accommodate indoor visits.
If you're in an area of the country where there's not significant spread, you're in a green zone or a yellow zone, which means the positivity rate is below 10%, then yes, you have to facilitate visitation. I mean, that's part of the responsibility to the patient.
CMS is encouraging nursing homes to test visitors, and the government has provided on-site testing equipment. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
This is NPR. Italy is holding its first election since the coronavirus pandemic hit the country. A proposal to shrink parliament is on the ballot. In Thailand, tens of thousands of protesters challenging both the government and the monarchy are declaring 2 days of demonstrations a success. But Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok they also warn they'll be back if their demands aren't met.
The protesters want the military-backed government out, a new constitution, and a curb on the powers of the monarchy. On Sunday morning, they took the unprecedented step of installing a small plaque near the Grand Palace that reads, "This country belongs to the people and is not the property of the monarch." They then presented their list of demands to authorities at the palace before disbanding. The new plaque closely resembles one that was mysteriously removed from a nearby plaza in 2017, shortly after King Maha Wachiralongkorn took power. That plaque had commemorated the end of Thailand's absolute monarchy in 1932. Police did not intervene during the two-day-long protests. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.
The Trump administration's plan to bar Chinese-owned apps TikTok and WeChat from U.S. app stores as of midnight tonight are on hold. Trump says he backs a proposed partnership between TikTok and U.S. companies Oracle and Walmart, so that ban is postponed for a week. And a judge is blocking an order that requires Apple and Google to remove WeChat from their app stores. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.